Dictation for Lisa Brenke, B-R-E-N-K-E, February 1074. Address as a letter, Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Downer, D-O-W-N-E-R, 775-6472. Dear Christina, a follow-up for Mrs. Brenke, who has IgA nephropathy, advanced renal failure, last visit in April, comes in person, is following with neurology and psychiatry, also gastroenterology because of a number of persistent nausea, sometimes vomiting, no bleeding, abdominal pain, gas, although she denies diarrhea bleeding. She has also skin pruritus. She picks on her skin, heals with low pigmentation areas, good urine output, stable edema, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation syncope, right-sided AV fistula is clotted. Medication list review. Notice the phosphorus binder Renvela. She is off the diuretics but remains on aldactone. Presently, no blood pressure medications. Today, weight 74. Blood pressure 130/80 on the left sided. Clotted AV fistula right sided. No respiratory distress, no RAL wheezes, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, stable edema, skin, low pigmentation areas as indicated above, no active blisters, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistry from June. Creatinine 2.8 for a GFR of 18, that will be a stage 4. High potassium at 5, metabolic acidosis 21, normal sodium. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 12.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, IgA nephropathy, biopsy proven. Next number, CKD stage 4, almost 5. Next number, clotted AV fistula right-sided. Next number, blood pressure in the low normal. Next number, hyperkalemia, discontinuous spironolactone. Next number, obesity, sleep apnea, the not tolerated SIPA machine. Next number, a number of abdominal symptoms followed by gastroenterology, plans for EGD. Next number, depression and psychiatry issues on treatment. Next number, she mentioned that she has no good IVs, multiple needle sticks, has to come back many times for one blood draw. He's requesting a medical port. I will make sure that you agree on that. She understands that there are risks with this catheter, including damaging veins that eventually we might need to use for dialysis, as well as the vein thrombosis and infection. I do understand, however, that we need to do chemistries on a regular basis. New procedures are coming, and she needs IV access. So knowing the pros and cons, I will not oppose proceed in that direction. We are awaiting your approval before send it to the surgeon. End of dictation.